Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you as we look to you and hear from you. We can rejoice with you like children before this wonderful, big, and beautiful Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So bless this word to us this morning, Lord, to enlighten and motivate us to keep our eyes on you, following you, rejoicing in you, fellowshipping with you, so that we can be where you are. In your joy, in your peace, in your presence, for the benefit of this world, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We're reading Matthew 21 from verse 14 to 16. Then the blind and the cripple came into the temple courts, and Jesus healed them all. And the children circled around him, shouting out, "Blessings and praises to the Son of David." But when the chief priests and the religious scholars heard the children shouting, and saw all the wonderful miracles of healing, they were furious. They said to Jesus, "Don't you hear what these children are saying? This is not right." Jesus answered, "Yes, I hear them. But have you never read the scripture, 'From the lips of children and infants, you have ordained praise?'"
Amen. Praise that. Hallelujah. And this is so beautiful, and it brings me to mind that in Matthew chapter 5, where he talks about who the blessed are, the anointed, the highly favored ones. And there he says, those who are pure in heart will see God. And this is pointing out the pure in heart. They recognizing him, their hearts witness that this is the Savior. And I think also of the wonderful passage in Luke 10, where Jesus takes his followers. Remember that's what God desires. Those that look to him, those that listen to him, those that follow. And he sends them out to the harvest field, and they see mighty signs and wonders. And there you've also got a passage where Jesus rejoices in the Spirit. I mean, isn't this beautiful? Seeing a reflection here, what brings, makes the heart of God glad. Jesus rejoices in the Spirit. And he prays that, "Oh, thank you, Father God, that you've chosen to let these young ones," and he's speaking there and he calls them children again with a reference to the disciples, "that they can know you, that they can experience you." So Jesus is overjoyed and he says, "You have chosen this. This is the way you have chosen to work." And then it makes me think of 1 Corinthians chapter 1 as well, where he talks about not many are wise and noble and of high regard. So here we can see this exactly here. These guys full of their teachings and head full of religion, they missing out. And these children are experiencing God. And again, 1 Corinthians 1 goes on to say, so he's called those and he's called us to be like children. And that's the ones that he displays his goodness and his praise and his glory in. And then so beautifully where Jesus also portrays there, where he speaks about it, where unless he falls into the ground, he'll remain alone. But praise God, he has fallen into the ground and he doesn't want to be alone now. And then who does he share with? Those who follow him, those who serve him, those who look to him. And then he says they will be where he is. Be where he is? Relevant to what he's doing now at the moment, the goodness that is in his heart towards the world. So we'll be developing on schedule and we'll be rejoicing in him. And he says, those that serve me in this way, the Father also honors. So this is all confirmation, guys. Stay humble, stay at the feet of Jesus, rejoice in the goodness that has come because it's finished. The done work, your destiny, your purpose, your inheritance, the good works laid out for you, you being transformed into the image and likeness of Jesus is all in your inheritance. So just stay with him and that realities are coming to pass in Jesus' name for the benefit of you and the benefit of your family and the benefit for the world out there in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.